Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
And now, it's your turn to talk as the Hillman Morning Show presents Hill Mail.
Hey, Bill, have you ever dipped your ice cream in chocolate?
On WAAF.
All right. Hill Mail is presented by my friends at East Coast Metal Roofing, I believe, Shu. Is that correct?
That's right.
All right. So call 844-611-ECMR. Ask for Paul. He's a listener of the show just like you are, and he'll come over and check out the roof. And as I've said many times, East Coast Metal Roofing, Mrs. Hill approved. So you know that they do. You know they don't leave a mess. That's the big thing, is that they don't leave a mess afterwards. And you can also visit eastcoastmetalroofing.com right now for you. Here are the very best Hill Mail voicemail messages left over the previous 24 hours.
Wednesday, 7:13 a.m.
I just want to say how much I love listening to you guys in the morning. I do listen to you guys every single morning. There's not a day that goes by that I do not listen. Love you guys. Love Linda from Worcester.
End of message.
Oh,
excellent.
Hey, Linda.
Gotta get
Linda
down
from
there.
Linda from Worcester.
Wednesday, 7:13 a.m.
We all know one person who doesn't know the number 69. You know who I'm talking about. Scott from Wick.
End of message.
Oh, Jeff.
He called earlier. I didn't take the call.
Thank you.
I mean, I think he was on 2 days in a row.
Yeah.
That's enough.
And then he would mention that he, Greg, you know what? I'd like to call 3 days in a row.
But I did.
Show ruining things.
Wednesday, 9:03 a.m.
Hey, Greg. Spaz is internationally known. Last night, I'm a truck driver. I was up in Maybrook, New York, listening to an AM sports station. They had them all over the radio for about 20 minutes. They even had a over-under if he was going to get shanked before or after the Super Bowl. He's the one. Like,
end of message.
Listen, Spaz is killing his Super Bowl experience. That's a good get, the Theismann interview, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's great.
It's a good get.
Yep.
He's working on, he's overworking right now on Adam Vinatieri.
Oh.
So we'll see what happens.
Yeah. Wednesday, 2:47 p.m.
I said to my wife, I said, let's do a dry January. She's like, oh, beads. That's a good idea, but today is the January 29th, my point exactly.
End of message.
Yeah, for those asking, I have not continued dry January down here. I had to, first of all, I have to pay for everything for Spaz, which I'm delighted to do.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And he likes, I think he drinks, he's currently drinking Crown and Ginger.
What? Because
he's, he's become more sophisticated.
He's a company owner. Trying to seal a deal, you can't just order a beer.
So we had to celebrate the Tom Brady get with an adult beverage or two. Dry January over. Go ahead, Joe.
Wednesday, 4:04 p.m.
Hey, kid. My point is, it's 500 degrees below in Nipawin, Saskatchewan today, kid. Have you ever been in Nipawin, Saskatchewan, kid? It's cold. Have you ever seen big bullies in negative 50 degree weather, kid? Well, I have.
End of message.
Oh, my God.
That guy, I'll be.
Yeah, well, again, like I said, just try and be a little more coherent.
We say that to you every day.
Well, people understand me because they call in and bust my nuts, but I can't understand anything that guy says.
Wednesday, 5:17 p.m.
Hey, Spaz, it's Bill. Well, I just don't know what to say. I've been waiting in the lobby 30 minutes trying to get that selfie. You know, finally somebody comes around that's posing interesting questions, and, you know, you just blow me off. You know, it just stings a little bit. But anyway, I'll give it another 10 minutes. Thanks.
End of message.
Not according to Nesson. According to the according to the Nesson piece yesterday, Spaz is embarrassing.
Oh, yes. Sure.
He's embarrassed. He's embarrassed the media everywhere, according to Nesson.
Like the media isn't embarrassed anyway when they stand up and ask the solid. So, Bill, what's your game plan for beating the Rams on Sunday?
Yeah. Embarrassing. Huge get coming tomorrow. Two huge gets. I just locked it down. Evander Holyfield coming to talk with the Hill Dog tomorrow.
Really? Yep. Evander Holyfield?
Evander Holyfield, 9 o'clock.
Really?
And I like this one better because I'm a football guy. And Morton Anderson will be sitting down with you tomorrow.
Cool. Really?
At about 8:45.
One of the
Lock
greatest.
Them down on the schedule in the Excel spreadsheet.
Don't let Sal Palantonio know about that. He might come over and try to steal the interview.
So, Morton Anderson, he's one of the greatest, if not the greatest, kicker ever. Field goal kicker.
Well, certainly longevity wise.
Yeah.
I mean, like there
25
forever.
Years or something ridiculous. Yeah.
All right, Shu, go ahead.
Wednesday, 5:22 p.m.
Greg, I'm getting a little tired of you calling my friend Tom Bestie, okay? He only has one bestie, who's terrific, and he happens to live in Washington, okay? Stop calling him Bestie. I know he gave you a little bit of an interview. I know you're feeling terrific yourself, but again, okay? He can only have one bestie, okay?
End of message.
Well done.
I wonder if he'll call. The president will probably call if they win. Or like Sunday night, right away. That used to be the big thing was when we were young, was the president would get on the phone and call the winner of the Super Bowl,
or the world.
Remember that?
Yeah,
it was like
dial him up on the landline.
Yeah, it was like a big thing. Yeah.
6:28 a.m.
What Spaz said when Greg asked him what he thought of the Tom Brady interview? Oh, Greg, that was great! Best interview ever. 30-plus years in radio, you've never done a better job. What Spaz meant when he was asked by Greg what he thought of the Tom Brady interview. Greg, please give me my job back, please.
End of message.
A lot of people think you just relentlessly kiss my butt when you're on the show. I don't know. You know,
sir, I got to tell you, if I had trumpets when you walked in the room, I would sound them off. Huh. And I, I've never been a part of something so intense, so amazing as last night. I had goosebumps. I've never, ever in my entire life, I've had kids, everything. This was the greatest moment I think I've ever been a part of, to see you push reporters out of the way. Had a close, I mean, basically ear-to-ear conversation with Tom Brady.
Some call that creepy. The Instagram, we can replay that. Some feel that the whispering with Tom is a little bit creepy. You're saying it's...
Some people are jealous, Craig.
Yes. Yes. Shu, do you have that?
Yeah, you want that?
Here we go. Go ahead.
All right, Tom.
Hey, after maybe? After maybe?
Yeah. Yes.
Where, kitchen?
Just talk to Stacey.
Okay.
For 1 minute.
All right.
I'll take it.
Oh, yeah.
For 1 minute. You notice he said for 1 minute?
1 minute.
And then he gave me 3 minutes and 40 seconds.
Yeah. That usually doesn't happen that way.
Oh, gee.
You know, I gave it to maybe. I said, hey, maybe. You know, he said maybe yesterday. That's what he said, remember? The day before, sorry. I said, listen, one-on-one. And he said, I don't do one-on-ones at the Super Bowl unless it's with my best friend.
So instead of call me maybe, it was after maybe.
It was yes. Interview maybe. We have messages left, Shu?
Oh, yeah, one more.
Okay.
6:30 a.m.
Good morning, everybody. So Greg Hill scores an interview with the almighty, the amazing one, the golden boy. You are falling all over yourself, Greg. And then Gronk walks in. And oh, boy, Greg. You looked like you were going to fling your boxes up into the tree. Come on.
End of message.
Hey, well, you nailed it, kid. You nailed it. You don't have to explain yourself. You don't have to defend yourself. You got it done.
I mean, the guy is, he's the greatest that we're ever going to see. You just heard Joe Theismann say that. I mean, how can you not? You're in the presence of greatness.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.